You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't know if this is going to be by choice, but they say retiring later can help stave off dementia. We've talked about that. You know, as soon as you retire, within that first year, you start to have memory loss. And it's not because it's dementia, it's just because you're not using it. But will we, as a choice, all right, retire later just to stave off dementia? Or is it just that way with the economy? We're going to have to work anyway. We also have the, I guess, a study out that has now defined the average size of the penis, okay, in America versus other countries. So we'll release that very valuable information on what is actual penis size. You know, every year a study comes out on the average size. Really, does it even matter? Do you guys really need to know if it's above average, below average? I mean, there's really no average breast size. It used to be B cup, then it was C cup, you know, and then of course we had to depend on saline implants or silicone implants. But I guess if guys want to know, they're, you know, it's the story sells. Then we have something called milk and cookie disease. Yes, milk and cookie disease, and we'll talk about that. It has to do with the kids' health, kids' obesity. Then very interesting, we have a doctor reportedly duping patients by not going into detail about their insurance issues, such that when a patient says, hi, do you take my insurance? He says, yes. They get a big bill, even if he's not a provider for the insurance. And I guess he's up on complaints taken to the state medical board. And he says this is the only way he could stay in business, if he doesn't go into detail about what the patients are going to have to pay out of pocket. And even though I know many people are thinking this guy is a complete idiot for doing all this, I don't think he's the only one out there. And as we've seen changes in medicine and with Obamacare, et cetera, this is, I think, something we see far too many times. I've had patients complain that they've gone to doctors, and when they asked, will this be covered by their insurance, they said a resounding yes, but insurance only covered at 10%, 15%. And now they have whopping medical bills. So we need to talk about how to actually get the scoop that you really need. And are doctors really going to dupe you? Or is this just part of the system that I don't think will ever get fixed? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you were shocked. Some of you, I guess, were relieved. And then some of you said, I told you so, when it came to the George Zimmerman verdict that was released on Saturday, where the jury of six women, five of the moms had found George Zimmerman not guilty. Now, this is why I didn't take bets, because I, even though I didn't think the prosecution had a case to prove him guilty of murder by any means, I thought that the jurors would be extremely concerned about their safety, which, I mean, they shouldn't be when you're a juror. I mean, you should be, you know, more concerned about the law and doing it right. And these people did that. Okay, I mean, if they went by the law and they didn't put themselves or their families first, that's exactly what you want, you know. But it was a concern. There was a kid from Chicago, 15-year-old, that I guess tweeted there's going to be a mass homicide if he would be a part of this mass homicide if George Zimmerman got acquitted. Now, I guess the police took him in, they questioned him and let him go. But between the riots and between, the social media saying we want to get even, you have, I guess, the NAACP trying to get a bum involved and the Department of Justice to make this a civil rights suit. I mean, there's a lot of passion about this case. And for the jurors to actually look at the law, like I think a lot of us did, even defense attorneys and prosecutors that were looking at this case, they were like, look, they just don't have the evidence. He's going to be acquitted. Doesn't mean George Zimmerman is a completely innocent person. It just means he was not guilty of murder. All right? There was self-defense, or the jury felt that there was self-defense issues. But now there's a whole slew of questions that's being brought up. Okay, one question that I wanted to know is, when ex-Sanford police chief Bill Lee lost his job because they said he didn't, let him go, or et cetera, didn't go through the proper procedures, if this was supposed to be a murder charge, he's like, but it's not murder. Right? I mean, does that mean he got his job back? So some of you have kind of given us some insight into what you think about that. Then is George Zimmerman now going to turn around, from what we're hearing rumors, that he's going to now turn around and do a wrongful prosecution suit? All right. And a wrongful prosecution case where he went to the police. Police investigated. Police found it was self-defense. All of a sudden, this came out. Very racially charged, politically charged, media charged. He got into court. Some of us agree that he needed to get into court and the jury needed to look at it. All right. But with what had happened and his portrayal, and now he basically being a marked man the rest of his life, does he have a case for wrongful prosecution? Does the NAACP have a case to file a civil rights issue? It was a black 17-year-old boy that is dead. Whether he got into a fight with George Zimmerman or not, did he deserve death? So all these questions now are coming into play, and the George Zimmerman story is not over by any means. By any means. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I told you my biggest beef with this case. I mean, I had a lot of beefs with this case, but being a medical doctor, I'm still hearing people talk about there weren't hardly any cuts on George Zimmerman's head, and so his being slammed to the ground didn't cause any major trauma. And, again, I've talked to you guys about subdural hematomas and how people have died having injuries to their head that left no marks. And I'm still having people argue me with that. Yeah, but there were no marks on his head. I go, for the love of God, if your kid ever gets hit in the head, please get him checked out. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. extension 242.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So throughout the weekend, we've been getting tweets and texts and emails. Michael writes, Sanford Police Chief, is it Bob Lee? He wrote Lee, but I think his first name is Billy. It's Billy. He claims should not get his job back. This is why the whole case started. He should have arrested George Zimmerman in the first place. Howie writes, if a civil rights case is going to be brought up against George Zimmerman, does that mean one, he's missed a word here, does that mean one killed a white teen will be a civil rights suit as well? Yoon writes, what now happens to self-defense and stand your ground? Doesn't look like they're going to stop until that law is beaten. All right, so obviously there's a variety of issues that are going to continue to be brought up and put forth. And like I said, in terms of this George Zimmerman case, it's not over. George Zimmerman may pursue a wrongful prosecution. The NAACP is asking the Department of Justice and Obama to pursue a civil rights case. I mean, my guess is George Zimmerman is going to want to countersue because my guess is he's going to need money. I mean, how do you go back to work? Okay, you have people there that support you, and you have people that don't support you. And there are people that want George Zimmerman dead. I mean, there's been tweets all over the place. In fact, I think one of the NFL football players, I apologize that I don't know his name, had, I guess, tweeted that he hopes all the jurors go home and kill themselves. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, violence being described and being kind of, I don't want to say the violence is happening now, but there's a lot of this hope that something violent happens because of this verdict. And it's interesting because one of you had written on Facebook saying, Doc, is there a pill to get over the lunacy of society that are around us in general? We debate so much now, I think we forget the issues. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. All right, I see people take sides on this. I think many of us took a side. And, you know, some people's side didn't make sense, even on both sides of it, okay? I think some of the people that were very leaning one way and some people leaning the other way, again, they were just, it's like they picked a side and then they tried to find arguments for that side, okay? And, I just think that's human nature. I don't think there is a pill. I think, you know, what people perceive as this being lunacy, etc. I don't think it'll ever go away because it's what people want. People want to choose a side. All right. That's why football, and I love football. That is why football season or basketball or soccer is so huge. That's why people love court cases. People love drama. People love war. We're never going to see an end to war. People love to pick a side and people love to battle. It's in our innate makeup. We want to battle. I've seen people, they didn't even have an opinion on this, but they wanted to take a side so they could be a part of something. Remember, very few people want to be an individual. Okay? You could say, well, the president of the United States, he wants to be an individual president of the United States. Yeah, but he still needs to be a part of a group. Because in order to get to that status that he may want to be as an individual, he needs to buttress off a group. He needs to have the support of a group. We all do. Okay? You know, when I became a doctor, I had to join a lot of different, you know, I mean, being what I do today with my profession, you had to join certain groups and align yourself with certain folk. Now, luckily, aligning yourself with radio folk is one of the coolest things to do. I love radio folk. Love them. Okay? I had to align myself in medicine with certain medical societies. When I started to disagree with some of the medical societies, I left. I'm allowed to still disagree, but I can't be out there by myself. Luckily, I'm still aligned with other medical groups, so I feel like I'm a part of a group. But you do need to feel like you're a part of a group. All right, just like actors, they need to be a part of Screen Actors Guild. I mean, I don't mean to go through tedious examples, but the George Zimmerman case does not represent lunacy. It represents human nature. And there's some other things psychologically I want to talk about. I was visiting a friend of mine who is in a rehabilitation hospital because he had a hip replacement. And there was somebody there, an older woman in her 70s, talking to me about the George Zimmerman case because on the news they were talking about how there were protests brewing and et cetera. And she had, again, brought up the point that George Zimmerman followed. He should have never followed. When the police told him to stop, he should have stopped. Now, again, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the defense did prove that. I think that ended up being wrong where he didn't stop. In fact, when he was trying to get a description, from what I understand, the defense said he did stop. Police told him to stop. He stopped, and I guess they had some proof of that. So, again, that was just one of those things where the media perpetuated a story, everybody jumped on it, and the defense had to basically prove innocence, right, because he was assumed as guilty. But, you know, I was telling her, I go, you know, when you're on a 911 call, or when you're talking to police or talking to another doctor in an emergency setting, your adrenaline kicks in. And when the 911 operator or a police officer or whoever, or if I had a transport that I was talking to the ER doc, like, okay, tell me as much as you could tell me. You want to give that person on the other line a lot of information. I'm not saying this in defense of George Zimmerman. I'm saying let's take a look psychologically at what happens. Okay? Do many people want to tell the person on the other line if there's something going on? Oh, I don't know. Okay? If they have a little bit of cojones, they're going to want to know. they're going to want to get a description. They're going to want to get an address, okay? If there's somebody wandering in a neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood that had been assaulted in the past with crime, okay, you're not going to want to get into your car and drive away. You're going to want to keep your eye on the person. Now, what happens during these 911 calls? Well, when you call 911, they're like, first, can you give me a description? They always want a description because that's going to help them. Number two is, where is he? Where is she? And where are you? Well, I can't see him anymore. They turn the corner. What is the natural instinct? If somebody that you have contacted the police for, and you know there could be a 15-minute lag time between the police get there or not, your instinct will be to follow, not to beat up on the person, but to follow to get the description or to find out where they are. So when the police does come, you could wave them down. It's not in any of our instincts, I don't think, to, especially somebody unarmed. It's not in our instinct. If somebody was armed, hell yeah, would hide, but would still kind of peer around because we want to know where the hell he is. Why would we want to know where the hell somebody is, whether they're armed or unarmed? Because you don't want to stick your head in the sand if there's a situation that could be possibly dangerous. So you want to know where the person is. I mean, you know how we watch movies, right? And the person decides to hide, and they hide, and they cover their eyes, and they cover their ears, and all of a sudden from behind, the bad guy comes, or the monster comes, etc. We don't want to be in that position. Your animalistic instinct wants you to know where that person is going, because you can't just go home and forget about it. Somebody's out there. All right. Whether they look guilty or not, whether they're armed or not. So you have 911 operator, you have a police officer, whoever's on the other line going, can you give me a description? Okay, where are they? Well, they're moving like towards this one down street. Okay, can you, because they'll always ask, they go, can you, tell us, do you know the name of the street? Because again, that helps them. You're helping them. And once you're helping them, you feel like you have that responsibility to help. Now, the reason why I could speak so personally on this is Saturday night, okay, we're coming home. News was talking about the verdict, but we were talking about something else because, we had the kids over for a sleepover, etc. And there was somebody in our gated development. Now, yes, we have security, etc. All right, but security takes an average of 10, 15 minutes. So my husband goes, there's somebody wandering. I couldn't tell if he was white, black, Hispanic, or whatever. He's like, I'm going to go get a closer look so I get a description. To me, it just seemed like common sense. You got somebody wondering, if we have to contact security, we want to have a description. All right? Head was covered, so we want to be able to describe, because when you have to give a description, you need to give a description not only of their height, but you have to give a description of their gender, and usually 911 or security wants a description of their ethnicity. So my husband starts to go to be able to drive around to take a better look at him. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, is this what George Zimmerman did? Is this what he did? And how many of us could possibly be in the same situation as George Zimmerman? So I told my husband, hold the phone. Don't go, because what if he decides to come back at you? Then you guys get into a fight. But he's like, but I got to get a description. So my question to you out there, especially if there's any police, out there or ex-police, if we're supposed to get a description or it's just something in our innate common sense to get a description, how do we do what George Zimmerman did without, falling into the same fate and possibly get into a fight and somebody getting killed? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, live right now, 33 minutes past the hour. Okay, a couple of you called but asked not to be on air. Marco said that's what cameras are for. We were talking about how do you get a description of a person and how do you follow them to know where they're going such that when the police come or security comes, how do you do this without falling under the same situation and tragedy that happened with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman? So that was one comment I'll just quickly talk about. One of you had wanted me to discuss how this is going to be government's way of limiting gun control because they're going to get rid of Stand Your Ground. So really quickly, because I know many of you are dying to know about the penis size study, we'll get to that pretty quickly. Marco has a point. Okay, police are, vehicles now, you know, they have cameras. Cameras are now a big part of our police forces and departments, so nobody could accuse somebody of something else going wrong. If you're in a situation where you are neighborhood watch, etc., why not have a camera attached, a camera affixed? Why not? All right. So then, if you do want to get a description, etc. I mean, remember, neighborhood watch. What is neighborhood watch? Okay. Does neighborhood watch mean you have to go on patrol although George Zimmerman said he wasn't on patrol. He was actually, I guess, going to the store when he saw Trayvon Martin or, I guess, jumping the fence or being in the area, and it wasn't anybody he recognized. But people on Neighborhood Watch, a lot of times they do. They go on foot, and they do Neighborhood Watch. Okay, are we going to later do away with Neighborhood Watch? I think Neighborhood Watch is phenomenal. Now, I think Neighborhood Watch in the past was a lot more successful and efficacious. You would have a neighborhood, having those signs and Neighborhood Watch, you would have a lot of busybodies out there, and people would feel deputized, and they would make sure that nobody would mess with their, neighborhood. And so I remember it was, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, Neighborhood Watch signs all over the place, hopefully to deter, and I think it did. Nowadays, Neighborhood Watch, just like that baby on board, you're so immune to it. When you see a sign that says baby on board of a car, it just doesn't have that same oomph like it did 30 years ago. Right? Like, oh, there's a baby on board, I really better drive slow around there. You're kind of immune to it. Well, same thing with the Neighborhood Watch signs. You're kind of immune to it, et cetera. But Neighborhood Watch can mean a variety of things. It can mean you actually patrolling. It can. It could mean people taking turns every hour. Of course, nobody's going to be discussing that at length because they don't want people knowing that there's going to be a certain opportunity. If at 8 o'clock, if somebody in the neighborhood wrote, patrols at 9 o'clock every night, somebody patrols at 8 o'clock every night, I'm sure they could figure out by, 7:52 could be an open window. So nobody's going to be open about that. But, mind you, neighborhood watches can comprise a variety of different strategy and a variety of different, they could deploy a variety of different techniques, okay? Those of us that carry guns, very comfortable with our gun. I'm extremely comfortable. When somebody broke into our house, I had my gun, told them to get the hell out, left. I was very happy. Felt very safe, very calm about the situation. And I stood right in front of my kids' rooms. Don't mess with Mama Bear. Do not mess with Mama Bear. Alright? And so, the next question that was brought up, well then, so you don't fall under this case or, God forbid somebody you shoot dies or they are black or Hispanic, etc. And then you could be in trouble for civil rights, etc. Maybe just shoot, non-mortal wounds. Alright? But then again, in your CCW class, they don't want you to sit there and try to figure out where the femoral artery is, how to avoid the inferior vena cava. You're not going to be in a situation where you can pick and choose where to shoot. Okay? And remember, you could still go to jail for intent to do bodily harm, even if you try to shoot in a place, how do you prove that you were purposely shooting in a non-mortal place? Okay, maybe a cop could do that because they've had the training. But people would say, no, Dahlia, you're just a bad shot. It's not that you know your anatomy. And I remember, Dr. Dahlia, your anatomy grades in medical school. Don't say you knew the anatomy that well where you were trying to avoid major arteries. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David on the line. David from San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
Yeah, morning, doctor. I'm glad you raised the issue of the neighborhood watch associations. I was from the start of this, I think that the issue about the gated communities is really where this is really some of the spurring point for why this mm-hmm. case came up and other cases didn't. I hear a lot of the talk shows asking why this case was important while there are so many other kids being murdered. And I think it is a matter of privatized justice. The idea that these gated communities can basically lock the police out, and then they set up some little vigilante who runs around the neighborhood, whether he has a gun or he doesn't, he's essentially doing the camel's nose underneath the tent of privatized justice.
Hold on, Dave. You bring up some good points, but one thing I want to correct you is police have easy access to all gates. There's a universal code. So whether there's a gate or not, the police could get in.
Well, it should be that way, But it's the first responders, let's say. And in the case of the first responder, it's the privatized cop. And whether he has the ability to wash away evidence or clean up the crime scene before the police actually arrive, is really where this case went. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that this really gives this opportunity for the American public to decide whether or not these privatized gated communities are a risk to America, or whether we're going to allow some sort of castle on the hill to have their form of justice, and the little people are going to have to put up with what the rich people decide behind a castle wall.
And it's just a point. No, Dave, thanks for calling. I mean, you know, I don't know much about George Zimmerman's wealth, and I don't know much about that type of community. It sounded like it was a townhome community that had a gate. So obviously it's more affluent than a townhome community that didn't have a gate. But I think where the big question is do people have enough faith in our police system to get there on time, or are people thinking they have to take matters into their own hands? You know, many of us with a little redneck in us always kind of joke about how in my neighborhood I'm 911. But I gotta be honest, Dave, when that person was in my house, I had time to get my gun. Being on the phone with the 911 operator is a smart move, etc. But I was able to get him out of the house within seconds because I had my gun. Waiting for the police to come, he could have already been in my kids' rooms. So I don't think the question is rich versus poor. I think the question is do people have enough confidence on the lag time it takes for the police to get to you? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Casper on the line from California. Hey, Casper, how you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, good. Love your name.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my nickname. Yeah. My comments are, I think the jurors got it right. There was no case. From what I understand, because I was following this thing over the radio, that one of the witnesses said there was a guy that was in a black, dark hoodie or something that was straddling over a guy with red, which means Martin was beating the crap out of Zimmerman. And from what I understand, too, they said he was doing it in martial-style punches, which, if he's took in martial arts, his hands are a lethal weapon. So
right.
Zimmerman had every right to protect himself.
Okay. No, interesting. Good. We're coming up on break. Thank you, Casper. Yeah, they were saying the concrete sidewalk is a weapon, and his hands could be considered a weapon. So the unarmed has been obviously up for debate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, taking your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you ever can't listen live, we do have an iPhone app. We have an Android app that will allow you to listen live. We're live 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 12 to 3, Monday through Friday. And Eastern time, obviously. And then, of course, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're in an area where at least you have your iPhone app, your Android app for free downloaded, so you could at least tune in. All right, somebody wants me to hold off on the penis story and answer a question about what are the average police response times. Now, from what I understood, there was a Department of Justice report a while back saying the response time could be anywhere from 4 minutes to over an hour. I know a lot of police, I take care of a lot of police officers here in town. We got about a 4 or 5 minute response time in Las Vegas. We have a phenomenal police force, Las Vegas Police Department. I'm sure many of you in your respective cities do. So I got to say, where I live, our police force is on the definite faster side of things, if not one of the fastest, because we have about a response time of 4 or 5 minutes. All right, from what I've known. Now, not from personal experience. Again, I know it could depend. You know, you got traffic, you got idiots that are not moving over to the right when a cop comes. Usually when people hear sirens, they just slow down. Okay, you got to move your butt over to the right. So, of course, depending on different time of day and if the, you know, police were deployed to other areas of the town. But the type of town that we live in and the grid, it's a very easy grid to navigate. You know, just like New York City. I love New York City because of the grid. I mean, I just dig that, okay? You got 2nd Avenue, you got 3rd Avenue, you got 56th Street, you got 58th Street. I could figure that stuff out. And so when you got people deployed to certain sections of that grid, Vegas kind of built like a grid. It didn't start out that way, but they kind of figured it out. So very easy to navigate. So our response time is quick. I have, though, heard that, like I said, in some places, I mean, it depending on where you live, it could be even an hour. I mean, I think that's rare. But, you know, if I could close on this subject and move on, and of course we're going to be talking about these issues, especially I know some of you want to talk about the civil rights aspect of Trayvon Martin being killed, et cetera. We'll talk about that another day so I can move on. But, to me, I think the big issue here is many of us, we may not want to admit it, feel like that we have to do some of our own, we have to protect ourselves. And have a, even though calling 911 is the first line of defense, there are certain things we should do. And one of the reasons is sometimes your doctor perpetuates that. How many of us have told you to get your CPR training? We tell you to get your CPR training because we don't want you waiting for the paramedics. The paramedics will come. Fire department will come. They'll come. But there are things you could do in the meantime. So we empower you to perform CPR. We empower you to do certain things when you think you're in an issue, when we think you're in a grave danger. For example, I've told many of you guys what I was taught when I was learning my self-defense was if you are being beaten up or you're being chased or you're being raped, you scream fire. Told you guys this a number of times. You scream fire, fire. If you scream, oh my God, I'm getting beat up or I'm getting hurt or somebody has a knife, people will try to avoid danger. They may hide. All right. But if you want somebody to come out because you hope that while you're waiting for the cops or somebody calling the cops, somebody coming out could possibly deter and get that person off of you. If you scream fire, everybody wants to see where the fire is. So they will leave their homes to look for the fire. Now, I'm not saying put your neighborhood at risk if somebody could be out there with a gun, etc. But I was taught as a young woman, scream fire because most people will not come out to help you. And so, you know, most of us can agree that we've grown up learning certain things. You know, my father was in the Army. My grandfather was a police officer. You bet your butt they taught me self-defense. They taught me certain things to do. They taught me how to use a gun. Absolutely. Taught me how to do certain moves, Krav Maga, to take people down. All right. That's just, you know, but the reason why this George Zimmerman case was so, was so in the eye of the media, like one we talked about, you know, people definitely want to choose sides. This was something where you could choose sides. It was a very highly passionate, divisible type of a case. All right. But number two is it was the question of, all right, I mean, was he in a scuffle? Was it really self-defense if the other person was unarmed? And it had to take the defense to say, you know, concrete was a weapon. Your fists are a weapon. Overpowering somebody is a form of weaponry. We're going to continue to debate it. There's going to be debates on race. There's going to be debates on wealth, just like my previous caller, you know, regarding guarded community versus not guarded community. All right. But maybe that's why this case did hit the media. People get shot in housing developments and apartment developments all the time. Why did this one hit the media like it did? Because there was a lot of political issues. You had the gun control. Somebody with a CCW. You had race involved. You had and we have to say a minor, okay, whether you know, we use the word child or not, a 17-year-old involved. There were a lot of things that made this extremely media-worthy. All right. Does the ex-Sanford police chief get his job back? Was he right the whole time? I mean, did he do things right? And does he get his job back? Does he get to sue? Does George Zimmerman get to sue for wrongful prosecution? Is there going to be a civil rights case? Is the NAACP correct? All right. Should Obama have gotten involved in this case? Well, you know, those are going to be answers left for us to discuss. But we need to answer a century, millennium-old question as to what is the average size of the penis. Apparently, this made breaking medical news. I was surprised that any news got through, all right, with the whole George Zimmerman trial. But the average American man's penis size in this latest study is 5.6 inches when erect. Now, this was a survey of 1,600 men. The story was published online July 10th. Hopefully at a widescreen in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, and they say it is relatively consistent with the results of prior surveys of penis size. I'm not sure who funded this study, where the money comes from for a study like this, but they were able to financially erect a study to look at penis size during erection. Okay? Now, it didn't have anything to do with the feet. Nothing to do with the size of a man's feet. Not at all. They do come in all sizes and shapes. The smallest penis in the study was 1.6 inches, or 4 centimeters long. The largest was 10.2 inches, or 26 centimeters long. I was never allowed, as a medical student, to partake or help run, supervise one of these studies, because they said when I was in the room, the penises would only stay flaccid. And they really needed to be able to measure in the erect state, so I was told to leave the room. I guess, you know, what are you going to do? Now, okay, how do we, though, compare by country? Now, remember about a year or two ago, there was another penis study. It always hits the news. All right, from what we understand, according to this study, this was back in 2012, Congo. Rated number one with an average penis length of 7.06 inches. Remember, we're 5.66. Then came Ecuador. Then come Congo, Zaire. Then you had Ghana, 6.81 inches per penis. Colombia, Venezuela, Lebanon came in number seven. Cameroon. Then Iceland. Interesting how Iceland, number nine, could come in at 6.5 penis average, because you would think in Iceland it's pretty cold. But I guess, I don't know. Sudan, number 10, Jamaica, number 11, Panama, Nicaragua, Benin, Brazil, Peru, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Georgia, and Dominican Republic top out the top 20. We're still going. Then came, Dominican Republic was at 6.3. Now remember, the U.S. actually is down here at, it's below Israel. The U.S., I think it was below United Kingdom. Yep. U.S. came number 96 in that particular study a year ago at 5.08. But now being 5.66, it's in it with Poland, Norway, and Switzerland. No, Greece. Greece beats us. Chile beats us. Iran, Iraq. They beat us. Sorry. Who was at the bottom? South Korea, 3.8. And North Korea, 3.8 inches, according to this one study. All right, guys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.